Remember the
day. Sometime around Joyce's birthday.
It was around Joyce's birthday. I think I was
we were looking at, we got in order what we wanted to do and how we needed to do it. Now we're trying to get together what would take place at the gathering, what we need to get, and how it's going to turn out. Because we was looking at maybe, 6 to 9 for the meet and greet.
To come and talk about 6 to 10. Well, you know, that's on a Saturday. Or was it on a Friday? On a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we,
or did we do it earlier so we could get out, so we could be at the, we don't have to wait and get the minutes from the last meeting. Okay, so if we do the weekend of September the 12th or the 14th, we are thinking the following days as follows. Friday, meet and greet at Diane's house. She volunteered. Saturday, fun day at Tasha's house. And then Sunday, possibly church at Cedar Grove, then eat after church.
Okay, but Tasha and Tasha are two different people.
Yeah. Tasha Collins.
Add Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Collins.
Okay.
Well, she put Tasha C. Okay.
So, what do y'all think about 6, 7, 8, 9?
That's 4 hours.
6 to 9.
Does anybody know if the time changed in September or is it after?
It goes back in September, I think.
I was wondering if it's going to be light or dark.
It's going to be dark.
Okay.
Are they going to change it up? But that's up in the air. If they change it, it's gonna be dark.
So at this gathering, we're gonna do, we said fish fry?
Yeah. But we either do drop fish, baked beans, coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Probably got some pulled pork from the food bank. Mm-hmm. I got to take, and it's really good to put the ketchup, I mean the barbecue sauce in it. It's really good. Mm-hmm. We do that too, and I can get buns for that and have a slaw too with that. Mm-hmm. And baked beans. Mm-hmm. So we do fish or pulled pork, because I got plenty of it. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got it, we can bring it too. But I got some, you know. We'll need paper plates and stuff like that, and forks and spoons and stuff like that. If anybody, what about
all the condiments, we'll get that treasure.
Okay,
condiments. Whatever the pot is, we'll say, this comes out of the pot.
Yeah. We'll need bread, which is, you know, we'll get that. That's the cooking thing.
I see, unless somebody wants to donate that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You put that.
Well, true that. Yeah, that's true. Somebody wanted that, that will come out. Because I'm going to donate that. I might do it tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, Jeanette volunteered to donate the flour, so that's good. Okay.
Right.
But within the meeting, if somebody want to do it, or say we go back and I say, Jazz, do you want to donate something like that? And rather than just get out, get out,
you bring the fish,
boo, you bring the paper plates. No, we're not doing that. We'll let, if they volunteer, then we'll write that down. What we don't have, then you know what we need to get by that time.
Yeah.
And for the outing, we're going to get that catered because nobody needs to work that day. We need everybody to be the Saturday for the actual reunion. Because Tasha said she got different kind of bouncy houses. She actually got two different kinds, and she had something else, some kind of climbing thing.
And you know,
I forgot what she said.
You know what else I thought? I don't know. We talked about this. We could get a food truck and pull up there. We would pay for so much of that food truck, and you could order off that food truck what you want. Like if you know what I'm saying? We pay for the food truck. And they have, we have paid for it. So you walk up and you say, well, I want a hot dog. It's paid for already. Because we pay for it so we can get a food truck to pull up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's the same thing with the payment. So we just have to find
truck that's going to do that. They got a truck. Well, your friend.
Renee. Renee don't have a truck anymore. She would have to do a catering and have, you know, she would have to lay hers out. Cases, Loretta, you can ask, she still got her truck.
Cause I was craving them. I was
I had to be craving.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, Yeah, I mean, that's a tough, yeah, so if she got a truck, then okay.
So we got,
it's so many, we got, we're another price, but it's so many, we got some trucks out here that's.
Well, if I see it's getting ready to be real, it's probably going to be food trucks taking over. Mm-hmm. Somebody prophesied this about 5 or 10 years ago, saying after 2026, it will probably, because the restaurants is going to probably go out of business and it's going to work.
Yeah. They brick and mortar and they got to pay, you know?
And, I can't think of this guy, and I forgot his name, but he has a food truck as well. When he's downtown Greenville, he basically do chicken and fish. So, anything we want, I'm sure if once we decide on who we're going to get and we tell them what we need and wait on them to come back and give us a price.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so he got a food truck. He is finding a good business restaurant. His name is Eric Williams. This girl friend of mine named Vicky, her son lives in 5 minutes.
He has on his truck.
He has all kinds of stuff.
Well, see, that's something. See, yeah. I sold chillings at this place. It was around, it was salad. They didn't have salad. So I sold chillings down there with like 5 trucks down there. Food trucks down there. They're talking about some good food. Young boys had some good food. He said, I bet you'll be back. He wasn't telling no story. They have some good food on those trucks sometimes, you know, but we just have to find a good one and work.
That's the one that's willing to work with us.
Yeah.
So what we'll do once we figure out what we want to have, for unions, usually you have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to figure out what we want to have and then get that menu to the vendors and give it to them and get a, let them get a quote of a price.
Well, it depends on what they normally have on their truck, too. We have to find the right truck because some people, like you say, have fish and chicken. Some people just do ribs and barbecue on their truck. Some just do cheap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you get a truck and say like a soul food truck, most of the time they'll do whatever.
Grandma's Kitchen? Y'all ever heard of Grandma's Kitchen? She's expensive. We used her before. She's expensive, but she's good. She got the macaroni and cheese and the collard greens.
Yeah, that does that different stuff. But that's what I say. We made all that different stuff. But like I say, she don't have a truck anymore. She would have to do like a setup.
Well, I'm leaning toward a truck. I don't know about y'all, but I'm leaning toward a food truck.
That's why I said we got to get, and like Loretta with Casey, we know she do all different types of food. But even at that, if you got a truck that basically just does chicken and fish, I'm sure if they agree, then normally they do something else.
Yeah.
But we want somebody that do, because we're going to get macaroni.
If it's not from my Aunt Joycey, it's questionable.
Okay.
So we're going to put that in. We're looking at getting a truck that will serve the needs that we need for the reunion.
Okay. Put that down so we don't forget. You know, they can run, boy. They can run about $1,000. It just depends on
$1,000 ain't nothing.
$1,000
for food, because even to
and it for depends
75,
on
if you do something for 75 people, you got 2 meats and 3 vegetables, tea and water, you're still looking at like $6,000.
But then you got, and then the thing about this too, we got people that ain't paid and they're going to show up and they can't get food, you know. I don't know how we're going to do this, but somebody got to pay. We're not collecting any money. We're not, you know, that's our thing.
And see, this,
you know, like, for instance, my kids, they ain't made their payment, but they're going to make it. But I'm just saying, they, you know, they're going to pay, but when, you know, at the last minute.
That's something else to think about, too.
Yeah.
For those that can't, I know we asking for everybody, but there's, for those that can pay, yeah. But there's some out there that's not able.
Some of them don't want.
Well, you got those that don't want. But I'm seriously talking about those that really can't afford to. You know, we're not going to exclude them from the family reunion. They're part of the family.
No, but so, still they can give.
Well, if they ain't got nothing to give.
Well,
my thing is, I don't know what y'all going to do, but we shouldn't include anybody from the family reunion.
Well, true that.
Exclude. You can't exclude anybody from the family reunion. You should not exclude anybody. So, you know, this is the first year. Some of us, we may have to do more than what we intended to do. First year. But moving forward, we're thinking, no, you make payments. So, well, that's the same thing you had already, but.
Okay, but at the same token, say, we prepare food. We pay this food man for 75 people. And this is all the money we got. We're not paying for 75 people, but you got 25 more people that hadn't paid. And he only set up the 75 people because that's what we paid for, thinking that, you know,
what we'll have to do, and it's kind of like.
And we had said 50 people paid, but we're going to pay 25. So we're going to pay 75.
Right.
But we got 25 more that ain't paid.
So what we're looking at, when you set up like that, you got to prepare for 30 to 50 extra.
Well, I said 25.
I know.
So.
But we're looking at, because you say, even if you say 75 people, and you count, if we do 75, that's half the adults. We ain't even counting children, okay? So when we set up and say 75, we know we're looking at 100 people, 125.
And can I say, too, is that I know we're saying that within this meeting, but that shouldn't go outside this meeting.
Exactly.
What I just said.
But,
oh, okay. No family member excluded. That should not be outside.
But we got this.
Can you?
That's on Facebook?
Yeah. It's on the reel.
Mm-hmm. So you can edit it, can't you?
I don't know how to edit. But this.
We won't put this meeting out then.
This is not, this is recording. This is not on Facebook. This goes to the YouTube channel, and you have to have access to the unlisted videos.
Okay.
They cannot even go nowhere.
Yeah,
can
that's
you
right.
Go to us?
Yes, but you have to have the access to the unlisted YouTube.
Okay, but so once it's not here, they got to have the list. You know, once it's not here before the family, they got access to the
That's right.
Okay. So they therefore they go outside the room and go to the ones that. Well, what is y'all doing?
This meeting does not have to be posted
at all,
even on YouTube.
Even on YouTube.
Go to the room, please.
Okay.
Outside.
Keep it in your archives.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Private.
Okay, so this meeting is not going to be posted anywhere, right?
Okay.
Due to the content.
What about the newsletter?
The newsletter, don't you do that?
Well, you do that. Fine. Just don't put
what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the newsletter comes from the video.
What we're saying, though, is that we don't want to exclude family members. But we don't want to put it out there because we're saying we don't want to exclude, and people just not going to pay. Or they're going to let us come in. That's what we don't want.
That, I don't think that's true. That's like saying that everybody's going to go to a bookstore when you know the library has all the books for free.
You what now?
You don't think that's true.
I mean, when's the last time you went to the library? But when's the last time you went to a bookstore? You probably ordered books already. But those same books are for free at the library.
Doesn't mean I'm going to the library. I understand that. Trust me.
Food
trust me, it will happen.
There's a soup kitchen. Gives away food for free. When's the last time you've been there? You probably went to the grocery store before you went to the food bank.
No, I didn't. I went to the food bank first.
Okay. All right, we understand.
And then
we
need
to figure out what all these food bank bills that's going to let us come. it was one in Spartanburg, but I have to, Seal had told me about. And I actually went one time, but then I forgot what days it was.
Well, listen, like this morning I got up and it's right behind Burger King by, right at Greenwood Tech. You know what Burger King is? I went there and I got a box. Burger King and Tanner's, Tanner's got a business now, but they give you a box. I got two bundles of collard greens, two bundles of turnip greens. I got three large squash, three large green squash, two bundles of broccoli, and three large sweet potatoes in my box.
Look. That's a good box.
That was it.
But tell me again where you at.
It's a bird. It's on the
and the orange juice place.
Okay, that's the place that's giving.
Yes, right,
they pull up a truck and it's right in the, you pull into Burger King, go to the back of Burger King. It's a big opening back there behind Tanner's and Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Webster Road. 291 and Webster Road. Mm-hmm. Burger King and Tanner's. They right hand this parking area right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens every other Saturday. Like it happened today, it'll happen in two more Saturdays. You know,
second Saturday.
Yeah. And I'm gonna show you. Look, this is what I got in my box. Weezer, this is what I got in my box. I got my collard greens and turnip greens on right now. I put my kale.
Miss Diane just gave us some information on food banks for anybody that in the Greenwood Taylor's area that need some extra help for nourishing food.
And then
Phil had gave me an address for something church.
The same old church gives out food boxes on Saturdays. Every other Saturday.
Oh, that's good. So, you know, what's the criteria?
All I remember when I went was showing your ID, having an ID. Show your ID. This place where I went,
they must get your ID of who you is so they can put it. Yeah. See, they have to report to the state or somebody because they keep their license to give it away.
And Jubilee gives out food on Wednesdays. This place I was telling y'all about behind Burger King up from Greenwood Tech, you just pull up, pop your truck, they put the box in your truck, and you pull out. Just fresh vegetables, all the fresh
vegetables. You don't have to show nothing.
You pull up, they put the fresh vegetables in your truck.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to show nothing if you believe them.
What time is that?
It starts at 9 o'clock, I think. 9 to about 11. A.M. But when they run out, and usually it's around 11. I didn't have to wait for maybe 5 minutes there. And you can see they fresh, them turnip greens, they was already washed, and oh my goodness, I'm just happy as a hog eats slime. And I was going to stop and get some smoked turkey next to them. What's the name of that meat place down there by Cameron Car Wash on Way Hampton?
Oh, Black Sheep.
They opened today.
No, that ain't got Cameron's.
Cameron's Car Wash.
And I said, I don't know what Cannon's car was.
Right there in the flat. You know, Dunkin' Donuts and all that.
But Cannon's?
It used to be something there now.
But we all know it as Cannon.
I thought it was Cannon.
Erica used to be like that, too.
It was the car wash. That's where I should have said the car wash.
Well, I look. We do it with something. So,
okay. So what's that mean? You know?
Them children. That kind of you don't want. Me children are open and
cooked. Go outside. I'm not.
It's yeah, like caramel. I got to
go from the chops and pinky. Oh, okay. Apples. So. Okay, so we've got that. We talked about
Spider. Getting a food truck.
Yes, we okay. And trying to get people to send in money to Joyce on Hosea.
Well, that definitely needs to go out there.
Yeah. In the newsletter.
The newsletter. If you haven't sent your money in, please do
and
so.
And if you want to start now, Zelling Joyce. $10, $15, $20 You know.
Make sure you put the Zelle out there.
Zelle her. Can we cash up too?
She ain't all under cash up. Well, you can do either one.
But she needs to put that on the thing.
Okay. Well, I think Zelle, you'd use my phone number.
Right, Zelle.
Okay, so what is your phone number?
Because Kim's information was supposed to have been on there too.
Okay, let me look for my cash app because I can't tell you what it is by heart.
Okay, but what I like you to do is look in that camera and give you a Zelle and give you a
let me find it.
Oh, she got cash app too.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to take off the letter, you're going to take some of the stuff off this.
None of this is going. She just gonna go on and make a letter. Go on.
Make the letter. Okay.
What else?
That's right.
Okay. Sure. We on the same page.
Okay. She ready, Erica?
Okay. For those of you that would like to send in a payment for the Crawford Family Reunion, you can Zelle me at 864-444-2909. Or you can cash out me at $SPUNKY921. Again, that's Zelle at 864-444-2909. Or cash out at $SPUNKY921.
That's
Spocky. I was about to say, what's that spell?
If you don't want me to call you Spocky,
well, that's the reason for all this.
That's why it's on there. Because of y'all.
Okay, so now for the reunion, we know what we want to do. We want, and then as time goes on, we can be thinking about a menu that we want to do.
Okay.
Want to have, and just everybody jot down some food items that they would like to have, but and everybody keep in mind that's warm, so you know we don't want to have a lot of heavy foods, you know. I like something anytime. And I don't care what you can have, just hot dogs. I want some mac and cheese.
Okay.
But everybody just be thinking about what type foods we can have. And just jot them down and bring them because, nothing is impossible. We just put it all down and then everybody put their what they going to put down and then put it in a pot. And then we put it all down and then we can eliminate.
And can I say this? Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, the more foods you have, the more people gonna put on their plate. The more different foods you have, they're gonna try to get some of this, some of this, some of this, some of this. So maybe we wanna keep it to
a limit.
Like if we're gonna do hot dogs, it'll be hot dog fries and hamburgers. If you're gonna do soul food, we can have some hot dogs for the kids. And then we can have macaroni and cheese,
green beans,
and baked chicken and stuff like that for the adults, or, on this particular plate, You want a hot dog plate? The hot dog plate on there.
Oh, I love that 3 months.
Did you take
other one out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, ain't no alcohol in this beer.
Way it's freezing.
Mm-hmm. Y'all not alcohol, don't freeze.
Where you going?
You just why you give out stuff every week?
Uh-huh.
What time?
12. It started 12.
Hey, Diane, what kind of beer is that? I'm just saying, maybe you want to ask them for a sponsorship for your family reunion.
Well, yeah, I wonder where I could go to ask for.
Are they in Greenville?
They're in Greenville. Well, you know what, sir?
Yes, they are in Greenville. They're in, there's a distribution center off 85 down past Piedmont.
Well, you write them and say, I like your product, so is my family. Would you like to sponsor our family reunion?
Okay.
That can be done. I can send out something. Yeah. I like that. And I can get some free beer. Thank you. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Rock Church.
That's what's that. The Rock Church. I just thought what Sia told me.
Oh.
But I don't remember when. Thursday. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. It's Thursday something, but I don't remember the time. But anyway, I have to get that again.
Okay.
And you put it out there. I mean, if you want to go, you can go. You know, this is just, this is something to help everybody.
Yeah. And the next thing is, if we got anything important to say or talk about, I think I talked about it with you, we go ahead and put it on our letter, and that way the whole family can get, and I noticed you've been doing it too, you know, get the information, you know, because that's where I go when I want to see what's going on with the family.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Crawford page, and I find out what's going on.
What you mean is you can put birthdays on there, mm-hmm. like everybody's birthdays, the anniversaries. Or, you know, you're doing something
special,
or your children doing something special. You know, just click it on there.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's our communication base right there. Just like the meeting was today. It's on there, you know. Sometimes we forget. But I like the idea, Erica, you're going to do a special link to remind everybody of the meetings, right?
That's right.
Okay. I like that idea.
Okay. And then the next thing is, okay, we got the food stuff out of the way, and that's covered until, and like I say, everybody is looking at what we kind of want to have for the dinner. The meetings has been, like, scattered out, spread it out. So we need to set a certain Saturday to have the meetings. This way, everybody knows when the meeting is. If you can't come, you can't come. If you can, you can. If it's set, say today it was set, and you knew it last month from last month meeting, you knew it's the same Saturday this month, then you know not to plan nothing for this month because you got this coming. Now, all the time you can't do that, and we understand that. So I don't want nobody to get bent out of shape when a date is set. And you got something else to do. Well, you got something else to do and you can't change it, you can't change it. Things happen. Like the last, before the last meeting, I got sick. Diane had Sharita in the hospital. Things can't be here. And we didn't have nowhere else to have it. And then Erica suggested having a virtual where I couldn't even hold my head up. You know, so, you know, that wasn't going to work. And you was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good suggestion. So if something happened where we can't do it and it's feasible to have a virtual meeting, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And any suggestion that y'all come up with, feel free to put them in. We may not do it right then when you say so or ask, but somewhere down the line, something you suggested is going to fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say when Erica asked it, we couldn't do it, but not saying it won't happen down the line. So mm-hmm. I want everybody to be free to speak and give suggestions. You know, don't hold it back and don't get upset if anybody, it don't even have to be me, say, George, say, no, we can't do that. Well, George, not the body. The president has the last say-so in it unless the whole group decides no. You see what I'm saying? We have to answer to the group. We're responsible for the group. Not saying we own the group, but we're in place to keep the order. You all are the ones that come in and say X, Y, and Z. We're not voters in most of the stuff that happens. We're voters when the tie needs to be broken. Okay? So everybody, we want, and we ask, and we want everybody to put input in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to some, like, say, I'm talking to Boot, at this time, well, I ain't sure I want to do that. Well, after somewhere down the line, if I talked to Boot, Boot, did you think about what we said before? Now, what you think about it now? She may change her mind at some point. Everybody can't talk to everybody. Everybody can't get it across to everybody. But when you have something like that, we want to bring it back to the meeting and talk about it.
Sure. That sounds good.
And it was kind of like what Boot said in the last meeting. Don't get bent out of shape because what you said didn't pass at that point.
Right.
Now,
come
back.
Yeah.
So, I looked at, we can do the third or fourth Saturday of the month. Mm-hmm. And then say, if we leave out of here today, the fourth Saturday, and I got one camera, somebody can pull it up. If we decide, because we're meeting at this point, fourth Saturday every month is going to be our meeting, or third Saturday every month is going to be our meeting.
The fourth Saturday in April will be the 25th.
Awesome. So everybody look at a calendar.
Oh, what
you think is best?
I mean, it will be
Thursday.
It will be the 26th.
It'll be the 26th.
Yeah, 26th. I'm looking at Friday, the 26th.
Because we've met, I think, on every Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
Because actually when we started on a fourth Saturday because that was Martha's birthday.
Is it enough of us to vote six up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we gotta start somewhere, and then no sir. To set it. So we got third and fourth Saturdays on the table, and I'm gonna tell you why I didn't say first Saturday, because usually that everybody got something to do, and that's what I looked at. But if anybody wanna go there, we can do that. I didn't do second Saturday because I have a meeting with Butch Family Reunion on second Saturday.
And I do too, those for Family Reunion. And then I have Urshan meeting on Saturday, on second Saturday. So all of that, I was going to say second Saturday would have been a no for me, period.
But now, so we're looking at that, but what do you all think?
I want to know how those other family reunion meetings are going or have been going. Butch and the Goldsmith.
Well, it's going, the money situation is the same. We have time to get people paid, but they usually have a lot of people show up, and they, you know, they've got a lot of input. But see, they've been doing it a long time.
Long time. They've been doing this for 42 years, and the money situation, I'm the treasurer. The money situation is there. I've been trying to get away from the treasurer, but they said, Diane, since you've been doing it, we ain't lost a penny. But I've been doing it for 16 years. And we don't have a problem at the last minute, everybody pay their money. You know what I'm saying? In the last 3 months, and we always, either we are in town or going out of town. And so we don't have a problem. And like I was saying, we paid Granny's Helping Hands.
Mm-hmm.
We paid them over $2,000 and fed over 100 people. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was a lot of money. We had to get a place. But it goes good, but sometimes I can make it mean, sometimes I can't. I have to do it virtual too, sometimes, mm-hmm. You know. But
getting our treasure where we can use it. Because like the cops, their treasure is already built. It's money in there. And yeah. It's money from 1 year to the other.
That's right.
So you can at least start on whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
And then you got participation is not where the any of the presidents want it to be, but it's always at least 15 or 16 people that shows up for that meeting.
Okay.
But then you got a lot of older people in those meetings. And see, and we're the oldest ones basically in our meeting, so we have to start with us.
Y'all don't get in trouble. In those meetings, we have a hospital fund, and we have, because if you go in the hospital, we give you $50 if you stay overnight. If you go outpatient, we give you $25. So we got our treasury built up, but like I said, that's 42 years.
We got to get there.
But anyway, it's going good. So we're going to work on this and try to get it there. That's what we do.
And like I say, everybody do get their money, like, spread out, which is okay, but not when we first getting started. And from August to now, I just felt like we should have had more participation in what we got. I mean, and then you got everybody, all these people saying, I want to participate, and then they don't show up. Not necessarily asking for the money. I just want you to show up, you know, and show that you're interested. But we haven't gotten that either.
What's the most people we've had in a meeting? Was that down at Sears House? The first one.
We were at Sears House or Kim's House.
Okay.
Well, ain't nothing much to the treasury pool. I'm just going to give y'all the balance. We got $440.05.
Where did 5 cents come from? Did we get some interest?
You know who would? I don't know where the 5 cents come from. Oh, yeah, I know. Because when we paid for the check, it was $34.95. So that definitely 5 cents. Man, that's like 5 cents.
So we got
$440.05.
We got a long way to go, y'all.
We got
a long way to go. And I keep seeing these people out there that's gonna show up and ain't paid a penny.
That's why I say if we set the meeting at a certain time and then we don't have to worry about keep changing. I know we got to send out reminders and that's good. And then even on the reminders, we may have to find something to add to it. Bible verse or say I need to see your smiling face. You know, something to uplift them. Yeah. Maybe that'll push them.
I do that with the issues. That ain't gonna help. But I'm just saying,
I said I'm in a meeting, correct? If you ain't dead or hurting, don't talk to me.
I know when I send that reminder,
if you ain't dead or hurting, don't talk to me.
I send that out saying,
bye.
Talking about the doorkeepers and the Lord has blessed us. I just sent out a reminder and said, hope to see you. We got the best doorkeepers. You know, something like that. Just
a little inspirational quote or something.
Well, with all that being said, we just like to say that it's been said that we're trying to build and gather our family together. So anybody out there? I'm talking to them. So all the family, anybody that's related to Crawford, Dunbar,
Anderson,
Crawford, Dunbar family.
Mm-hmm. No.
Collins.
See, the Dunbar is just Crawford.
Excuse me. Anyone that is related to the Crawford family, we don't want you to feel that you're left out. We want you to come join us in our meetings. To help us build this family reunion. We all have been out here at some point in time. I'm not the only one wondering, is this my relative? Is that my relative? This is an opportunity for us to come together, to learn one another, and share love amongst one another. So if you're out there and you're wondering, even if you're wondering if you are Crawford, come join us, find out whether you're Crawford or not. We want all of you to come in the house. Wherever our meetings are, we want you to come in here so that we can build this. It's not about our presidents. No, thank God that they had a mind to even think to get us this far. But it's not about our president, it's about all of us. So, y'all, come join us. We love you.
Well, she don't have to write that down.
Okay, now, back to the date. The Saturday.
I'm fine with, I can make a motion for the
You can make a motion, but wait a minute. First, I want, okay, we're doing third and fourth Saturday. Is that okay for everybody? Either one of them two.
I'm good with fourth Saturday.
I make a motion that we have our meetings starting next month on every fourth Saturday in each month.
We're going to do it at 2 or 3. We'll leave it at 3?
At 3 o'clock.
3, okay.
I second the motion that we meet every fourth Saturday of the month, starting at 3 p.m.
The motion?
I got a question. So we meet, well, we don't do Easter anymore, but Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. How is the family reunion going to be different than when we meet those times? Because all I heard is that Joyce is not making macaroni. And that part did make me sad. But what's going to be different?
What's different?
On those days, that would be a great time to have it.
Well, if you have the time and if it falls right on those days, no, we won't have it, you know.
The difference, let me answer Erica first. The difference would be when we do Thanksgiving and Christmas, Thanksgiving is just my family, which is my sisters and brothers having something. Mm-hmm. And Diane them is like, well, they're invited, but then Diane, her family, which is her sister, Bebe, and her children, then they have theirs. Then Jeanette, with her children,
yeah, so
they have theirs. I started to say sister, but I ain't going to mess you up. They have theirs. But with the family reunion, Jeanette with hers, me with mine, Diane with hers, we all come together, and we're going to all do it together. That's the difference. Okay? You understand?
I do.
Okay.
You're going to get your macaroni.
I think we
hope so. Have
it. It don't have to be as long, but I think the family reunion should be mentioned at those times.
Well, like on
because
December.
Because you got more.
Like December coming up, December the 27th, that'll be the fourth Sunday. Fourth Saturday.
Well, normally, you know, we skip Christmas.
Skip those days.
But see, those dates are going to be after.
We may have to wait until next year.
But even if we have to wait to do the reunion, I still want something to be done, and y'all think about it and then put an input on it. Whereas we can say we all gonna come together, even if it's just for maybe a brunch, a little something. You see what I'm saying? Because if we go at the rate we're going, we're not gonna have enough money to have a big reunion. So everybody that's participating, say maybe we can get the Negroes because I can get that for, because I'm in the city, so I can get that for like $35-$40 an hour, which would be, you know, no more than say $200 for 3 hours.
So we're going from Friday and Saturday from Greenwood and Spartanburg to this one if we have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ingrid and everybody can meet in the middle, but I would still say we could still have the fish fry and then let that be it.
Yeah,
we leave
your house down
that
Friday.
We let that be
it.
We'll see y'all in church Sunday.
I was thinking that too.
You were.
I was thinking that as well.
So
instead
of all that,
we
got to meet and greet.
We already got that.
Okay.
You know. And then we'll see y'all on Sunday at church. You know?
People do wait till last minute to do things for events. Just
yeah, well, since this is our first time starting,
and you see how
to wait till the end, we don't have the funds to do that. And I was saying before the meeting, Diane and I are responsible to say if we needed to do that, but we don't have enough funds to put in to lose that kind of money. We're looking at over $3,000.
That's
right. Probably over five.
We have to put our name up there.
And I don't have that kind of money to lose. And when I say lose, it's money that I'm not going to get back. Because you have to look at, we're not going to get, when you put your money in and serving something, you're not going to get all of it back. And at this time, I don't have that to put out there.
And I tell you what, with this $400, barely got enough to have a fish fry, okay? And you know,
we'll get more money.
Yeah, but that's another $100. But we might get $300. But still, I think, and we make it a little bit bigger, you know what I'm saying? But we make it have something else if we just wanted to go that route. Maybe we could have the macaroni and cheese, you know. For Erica. I do. Okay, so we, you know, and you know, add that to the menu.
So we're not gonna have a thing of that.
So and then we're just
if it comes to that, right now this is just what we're looking at. Everything else is gonna stay the same unless say what by July?
Yeah.
August, September. Oh, by June. We don't have
August, September. June, July, yeah.
And by the first of in July.
Yeah.
Because we don't have August in September left. Yeah. And the thing is supposed to be in September.
So we got a couple of months, 3, 4 months to come up with.
And most of your catering people, they want, usually they ask for 3 to 4 months at bank.
That's right. And you're going to have to give at least the cash and money, $1,200 got to come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're talking about. So plan B.
Yeah.
Plan B is to have incorporate my house and just do more food if we have to make it. Yeah. And then have a good Saturday and we'll see everybody in church on Sunday. We're still keeping the church the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same. And then another thing, if you can't be here, get on the phone. You know, if it's possible, get on the phone and call in and listen to the meeting, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, have your input if you can't be here.
So Monica said she would get off at 3, but it wouldn't take her 3:30, she should have been here. Yeah, so she lived down. She worked
right
there, like 20 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
These can be live. Like, if you want people to be here.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
When we say some things, sometimes we might have more.
But you said call in.
Right. Yeah.
I just said it could be live because you said call in.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that call in.
So, if you saying live, so if I wanted to see it live, I could just do what?
You know how we did the thing for Halloween and we were all on Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
So we could have did that here in your living room and I recorded it and some people who couldn't make it could have seen it on Facebook or YouTube.
Well,
or both.
I don't want our stuff going on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, no. I don't want our stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I want to keep it in
the
page.
Yeah. In the meeting room.
Yeah. 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 We're all meeting.
Did you keep the Zoom?
Yeah.
Those that can send it out to those that can't be here.
Or they can call in and just
got all my doctor stuff right here. I got
yeah, that's easy for me. I'm old school.
Oh, plan B. That's what I started right.
Yeah. Plan B.
I'm behind, but I'm right. But I'm behind. I'm getting it.
You know, it takes us to figure out how to do this and that.
Man, we look, now put this together, honey. She can figure out how to put it together.
Yeah.
But she did call, well, actually, she told me Friday, mm-hmm. last week, that she had to work mm-hmm. today.
I was looking forward to seeing her new place.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have another time for her. She was going to take it, but she said she had to work. So that's why we didn't go back.
Yeah. I was gonna try to be back home. My husband working the other Saturday part time. I was gonna try to be back home. I know everybody's time is in quarter, you know, about 4:30, 4:45. But
yeah,
I fixed his plate, left it on the counter. He
We he did. All right, anything else important that we need to add to this? If something comes up and y'all think of something, if you call me, I'll get it to Diane. We'll discuss it, and then after we discuss it, then we'll if it's feasible, we'll call and get it to everybody.
Yeah.
But anything you call me about, just know that I talk to Diane, and then it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody called Diane to talk to her, if she called me, then it'll go out. Erica had called me about something, and I told her, I said, okay, but I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just know anything that goes on, we try to make sure we communicate with others, so one won't be deciding anything, and nobody, we don't have to worry about nobody saying so-and-so this and so-and-so that.
Communication is.
Mm-hmm. So if something do come up like that, we can nip it in the bud.
Right. Communication is not, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear, she said this, that one went on. No.
Call me.
Call and talk about
Show up.
Show up. You know what's going on. There you go, Swank. Show up. You know what's going on.
I really like Diane's idea about how she said the ghostness did $50 hospital stay, $25 outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could set up like a family trust?
And we can do that, but it won't be this time.
I'm just throwing that out there, like talk to somebody about family trust.
I love the idea of that you just said. Maybe when we start the second year, maybe we can start.
When we get the treasure built up.
And what happens, each person say, I'm going to put in our power dues is $12 a year. You put in $12 for that year. That's your, you know, that's your hospital bill. That's how you get your money for your hospital stay. And stuff like that. Your dues would be, you know, $12 for flowers every year. That's $1 a month. You put that in. That goes towards sick, you know, or flowers if somebody's there for, you know,
so
like something like that.
Flowers for the graves.
Yeah, so whatever.
You flower club, we can do the flower club. We can do benevolent fund.
You know, I'm just saying that's the hospital stay, but I just use flowers. You know, mm-hmm. the hospital stay. Your hospital dues will be $12. Other than your regular dues is $100, but then you have your $12, you know, maybe something else. But that's what we use if somebody go in the hospital and stay overnight. We take that out of there, give them $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I was thinking more of a living irrevocable trust.
Mm-hmm. Let's explain that.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how Walmart got in trouble for having life insurance on their breeders, and all the family were all upset that they didn't have any life insurance on their family? That's what that is.
Yeah.
I would say Boot would probably know more about that than me.
What? Hmm?
You don't know anything about living irrevocable trust? No, they never
mind. This is like you're saying, don't put like your family members, don't put their name in the bank accounts and stuff.
Yeah,
you
put them in the trust name.
So put everything in the trust, put your land and everything. If something happened to whom she got land and she got all of it in her daughter's name, then it's got to go through probate.
Yeah.
You got to show stuff in a trust.
Yeah. Yes.
It ain't got to go through probate.
Yeah.
Don't put nothing in your children's name. Put it in a trust.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about that. Oh,
yeah.
I know Renee's husband.
Because I was talking about something. That black guy was talking. Mm-hmm. He was going to put everything in the trust.
I called somebody.
Because they were humble. Don't put nobody's name on your daughter, your son, the check names on your check. And first, you got to have your trust.
You got to have your trust.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have your trust.
So, where did you start at?
Bank. Go to the bank and say,
unless you got your own accountant.
Lawyer.
I'm gonna get me a lawyer. Yeah. Set it all up. Make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, net green.
And then, I mean, even a year later, they will get the house, but still, they got to wait their year.
Then you got to trust, yeah. I mean, then you got to just a thumb.
But, you know, but the thing is about probate, you don't know how long it's going to be tied up.
Well, you just tied up.
You heard about Granville County and Probate Court.
Yeah.
You heard about Granville County and Probate Court? So judges was making things take longer, so the taxes would pile up, and they would buy the land.
Oh, I don't even like him no more. I don't vote for him. I vote for him. And we lived two blocks, it wasn't even a block away. He was at the house all time ago. And I can't remember. But anyway, so much for that. I'm glad we learned something right
there.
I'm glad something.
That's knowledge.
That's knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a meeting right now. I'll call you back in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, sure. All right. Huh? I'm at my sister Louise's house.
Okay.
All right. I'll call you back.
So we all knew something about it.
Well, just gotta do something about it. Yeah, now we gotta make that move.
Yeah.
I want to thank y'all for everybody showing up at my children's sale. I appreciate my family.
Wait, you want to
do it? Yeah, okay.
Just remind me.
Okay. The thing about you got yours from your son.
I got
it. Oh, my God.
She got it.
I'm telling y'all, don't ever say that. If it ain't right there in the parking lot, don't get, and you get Rico some children, they're not getting
it.
If you, if you give it to them right there, they ain't gonna get it. They ain't gonna make it. If you ain't right here at my back door, they ain't gonna make it.
I can't be Rico. It might been somebody else.
I'm
telling y'all, if anybody got children,
don't give them.
And even that boo, had children and say, "For Rico to bring them to me, it's not coming."
Can we find something to bring up to start our history?
Only thing I can tell you is what somebody tell me.
That's all I can
tell
you.
That's all I know.
Well, can we put that in some kind of form to get what we are now?
Because I don't know how they done it on the Dunbar side. You remember that little pamphlet, what we had, where it told the background?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they got that started. Well, some they had older people. Uncle Pop and all them. Yeah. Uncle Pop and them, even when they started, Pop and them was like 70-something years old, mm-hmm. so they had information. Mm-hmm. And then Grandma, she was living when I was little, so they got information. Well, whereas the Crawfords, when nobody actually talked about it, and then I, the last two, they didn't talk, they never talked about it. They didn't even talk about it, even though
they Hey! So y'all don't have
to
get down
the
pamphlet. Yeah. Yeah, but see, so is there anything,
boo,
you're going to be the historic too.
No, I ain't.
Come on. Come on,
what I'll do.
But I'll just
Miss Whiteside at my church.
She's still there?
Yeah. she is who told me about me. I had heard people say I used to sleep in the top dresser drawer. In the house, but she told me that's where I slept at. They had a baby bed, but I didn't like it. I don't know how they got me in a drawer that's where I slept at as a baby. I slept in the top dresser drawer. That was my baby.
I've heard that before. Not by prayer, but I've heard people doing
it. Yeah. I heard about you. But I'm just saying, can anybody stretch up something?
We'll try, but I think that's one of the reasons.
We got to start from here. But ain't nobody
there. Well, Charles would have been the person that could tell us that. But yeah. See, we were young and didn't know to ask us questions. So Miss Sylvia started telling me stuff about Grandpa when he lived out there in that little green house. And matter of fact, they ain't been long until that house down.
That's a history right there.
You and Grandpa was in the hospital at the same time.
Well, how about now? I'm younger than you guys. You can tell me stories about y'all.
Well, I don't really know nothing about us.
I mean, I can tell you about me. I mean,
all right.
But then,
I'm
going to
tell you who my dad is.
But she don't want to know about it.
That's what I know.
Right. Yeah. So,
well, Mama's the only one initially knew, but everybody that would have known is gone.
They didn't know about George. I went to Virginia to visit them. That's how I met them. And I went with June Collins then.
But they did not share stories of the family with us. We are, this generation right here knows nothing about that last generation.
Right.
If, when you think about it, that's crazy. That's
hungry,
and then I said, and then Alice Moore, that lived down below the church. Now, they could tell me stories about Red. And then she started telling me a little bit about my mama, and they would talk about how sweet she was, this, that, and the other, but they can't tell you where. I don't even know where they went to school.
Janelle Russell, it's something went on back then. I don't know what, but Janelle knew mama, but she don't really talk about it.
Who is Janelle?
Janelle Russell from New Salem, that area. She knows mama. I guess it's something to do with
these.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with these.
All right.
Well, see, all that stuff back then, that's when everybody was going with men and women, but you didn't tell nobody. You didn't talk about it.
So we didn't, he could have had a family down the street or a family over there, but nobody talked about it. Sleeping with their mom, they had children back here. Nobody talked about it. Nobody talked about it. Anyway, we'll try to get something. Yes, somebody else stretch up. So we'll have a little history to read. Maybe.
What was that date? April 26th is our next meeting at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Close up that so I can go to the house and go.
All right. Can we have a burnt hot dog? I don't want a burnt hot dog.
It's a wing. It's not a hot dog. It's put together.
Okay.
Close us out, boo. We love you.
It's a good meeting and no hooping and hollering. I love it.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, once again for allowing us to gather here this evening.
Yes. It's all right. That's right now.
Father, we thank you for what has been said. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that was exemplified, that was present in this meeting today, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that those that might be listening in, that will come in later, Facebook or what have you, to hear what was being said on today, Lord God. I pray that they would read with open hearts, that they would be able to receive the joy, the peace that we got on this day, Father God, from this meeting. Lord God, we ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I feel.
Are we going to decide on the place later for the meeting?
Anybody in here want to have?
Oh.
If it don't nobody volunteer to have it, their house, we can ask one of the others.
I haven't been to Diane's house in a while.
But the thing about that, I was trying to get everybody in the middle. You know, to come to, you know, like if people come to Spartanburg, Louis' house was in the middle. What? That's what I was trying to do. And if you come from Greenville, everybody meet up in the middle.
I'll take it, but let me get back. Don't put it down for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'll let you know.
Well, I ain't saying nothing.
Is the meeting over now?
The meeting is adjourned.
Oh,
the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
After the prayer, that was it.